This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Each and every day we've been getting to meet authors, children's authors, and it's been an absolute barrel of fun. Well, there's one that we haven't spoken to yet, and she's the author of The Secrets of a Schoolyard Millionaire and The Power of Positive Pranking. We've had her on the show before, and it's an absolute delight to welcome her back. It's Nada Moore. Good morning.
Good morning, boys. Oh, barrel of laughs or fun or whatever you called me. That's very flattering. I love it.
Well, we only speak the truth. Now, Nat, first of all, what books first inspired you to become an author?
Oh, well, if you're talking long term, like when I was a kid, it would have been Uncanny by Paul Jennings and Sky Maze by Gillian Rubinstein. They're like the ones that I remember that stuck in my head my whole life. But then more recently, when I actually decided to try and write books, probably books like contemporary fiction like Wonder and stuff by Rebecca Steed, I reckon, probably really kicked me into action in the later years to write.
And what was it about these books that you particularly loved?
Well, Paul Jennings' stuff, I just always wanted to write like him because he wrote in a way that kind of like trusted kids. He was like, you can handle this. You can handle scary and you can handle funny and gross and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And he really trusted his readers. And so I think with him in particular, that's the kind of writer I aspire to be. Someone who, you know, trusts their reader and says, here, I'm going to give you all this stuff and you can deal with it.
If you could dress up as any book character for Book Week, who would it be?
Oh, this is a hard one. Most of the characters in books that I really, really love don't particularly wear very interesting costumes because they're just kind of like everyday kids. So I think probably I love a good Viking costume. So maybe someone from How to Train Your Dragon or, well, to be honest, my mum is actually in the process of making my Book Week costume right now. And I think that I can probably confide in you two because you'll keep it a secret. I'm going to be going as Lena from There's Something Weird About Lena, which is the follow-up to My Dead Bunny. Because the great thing is it can double up as a Book Week costume and a Halloween costume. Win-win.
Nat, lastly, if we were to become characters in your book, who would we be?
Oh, this is so easy. I can totally imagine you two as characters in my book. I'm going to say, like, I always like to base things on reality. So because my books always have kids in them who are doing, like, pretty extraordinary things, I reckon you two would run an underground kids-only radio station. And, like, it's, like, kind of, like, platform 9 3/4. It's on a frequency that's between normal radio frequencies and only kids know about it. And so they can tune into it, but none of the adults can. And we tell all the truths that adults won't tell and, you know, make fun of our parents and talk about slime. And yeah, two kids running an underground kids radio station. That's what you'd be.
Well, I think we should quit this job now and do that. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Consider yourself hired.
Nat Amore, as always, it's been a pleasure getting to chat with you. The Power of Positive Pranking can be found wherever you get your books. And we want to say thanks to you, Nat, and happy Book Week to you.
Thank you, and you have an awesome Book Week, and I can't wait to see you in your costumes.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.